Aristotle was so miffed at being passed over once again that he decided to found a rival school of his own. This he established in a large gymnasium beyond the city walls beneath Mount Lycabettos. The gymnasium was attached to the nearby temple of Apollo Lysias, Apollo in the form of a wolf. Thus Aristotle's school became known as the Lyceum. The name lives on to this day, most appropriately in the French word lycée, though precisely why Aristotle's great school should also be commemorated in the names of ballrooms and theatres is not so clear. Aristotle's original Lyceum certainly taught a wide range of subjects, but ballroom dancing and acting were not to achieve full-fledged academic status until the 20th century in the American Midwest. The Lyceum was much more like a modern university than the academy. A new leader was elected to the student council every 10 days, separate faculties competed for students, and occasional attempts were even made to institute a schedule of classes. The Lyceum undertook research in the different sciences, passing on its findings to the students. The academy was more interested in giving its students sufficient grounding in politics and law so that they could become future rulers of the city. The Lyceum was the MIT, or even the Institute of Advanced Studies, of its day, whereas the academy more resembled 19th-century Oxford or the Sorbonne. The differences between the Lyceum and the academy aptly illustrates the differences between the philosophies of Aristotle and Plato. Where Plato wrote the Republic, Aristotle preferred to collect copies of the constitutions of all the Greek city-states and select the best points from each. The Lyceum was the school that city-states turned to when they wished to have a new constitution written. No one tried to set up the Republic. Unfortunately, Aristotle's exhaustive study of politics had already been rendered practically redundant by none other than his worst pupil, Alexander. The face of the world was changing forever. Alexander's new empire was bringing about the end of the city-state, much as today continental confederations may well bring about the effective end of the independent nation-state. Neither Aristotle nor any of the galaxy of intellectuals gathered in the schools of Athens appear to have noticed this great historical change, an omission on a par with 19th-century intellectuals from Marx to Nietzsche failing to foresee the supremacy of the United States. Aristotle gave his lectures at the Lyceum while walking with his pupils, and hence his school of followers became known as the Peripatetics, those who walk up and down.